Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Spring is busting out all over. Have you noticed fields have been plowed, seeds have been sown, gardens have been tilled and planted. Now comes the work of tending to our fields and gardens. We do this with an eye to the future. We look forward to the harvest, the corn, the wheat, tomatoes, the carrots, potatoes, all that good stuff. God's glorious creation at this time of the year brings out the farmer or gardener in many of us, for some more so than others. God's word today speaks to each of us, whether or not we do farming or we're into gardening. We know what the Lord Jesus is talking about in this section of the Gospel of John, where he speaks about the vine and the branches. God's word, crystal clear, Jesus is the vine and we are the branches. God has created us branches to bear fruit, and his word is clear about how this will happen. God is the one who enables us to produce fruit. He does that through our connection to the vine, who is Jesus Christ. If Jesus is part of our lives as Savior and Lord, then fruit will appear. Jesus, the vine divine, works a fruitful life in us through the connection of faith. Fellow branches connected to the vine, what are some examples of the fruit Jesus is talking about here? From other places in the Word of God, we know that this fruit includes the attitudes actually found inside of us, described in Galatians chapter 5, fruit of the Spirit. And a few of those are, of course, joy, peace, and kindness, and there are others as well. This fruit also includes the God-given ability to resist sin and the power to live a Christian life filled with good works and service to those around us. These are examples of the fruit Jesus wants to see in each and every one of us. Our strength, our ability to produce fruit comes from Jesus, the life-giving vine. That's why in verse 5 of our text, Jesus says, "I am the vine, and you are the branches. Whoever abides in me, and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit." Then Jesus quickly adds this warning. He says, "Apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away like a branch and withers, and the branches are gathered, thrown into a fire, and burned." In our lives as the people of God, we don't want to become dead branches. How do we prevent such a death? We don't want to become as that. How do we prevent such death when it comes to our relationship to God and bearing fruit for him? Jesus makes it clear in our lesson today. The key to our remaining vital, living branches, not becoming dead branches in the kingdom of God, is to remain connected to the vine. The vine being Jesus, of course, and to receive life from him. That's why Jesus came to earth in the first place, to bring and to give us life. Before Jesus came to us with his life-giving work, we and all humankind were helplessly dead branches whose destiny it was to be picked up and thrown into the fire. We were lifeless, fruitless, worthless, dead in sin branches. But at the right time, Jesus Christ, true God from heaven, actually was planted in our world. Jesus was the vine divine, and he came to bring life to all of us. Our Heavenly Father had a most unusual plan, if you think about it, to bring us life through the vine divine, his beloved Son, Jesus. The plan of life would be and would involve death. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, would have to suffer. He had to suffer and even for a time be cut off from his Heavenly Father God, as he took, Jesus took to himself the sin and eternal punishment of all humankind. The vine, Jesus, he died. He was buried. But in 3 days, he rose from the dead. 40 days later, he ascended into heaven and to be with his Father. And from heaven, Jesus Christ, the living Lord, has given you the great gift of the Holy Spirit, who through the tools of God's Word and the Lord's Supper keeps you connected to the vine, giving you and keeping you in saving faith, active, fruit-bearing faith. What grace this is. What a blessing that it is that by God's power, through the mighty life-giving message of Jesus Christ, you and I, fellow branches, remain connected to the vine. And we live now and we live forever. Oh, how God loves you, how he wants you to be a living branch and his dear child now and forever. So today we gather, we read, we hear God's word, and you are strengthened in your faith. In our worship services, you receive Jesus' very body and blood in the Lord's Supper, bringing to you all the life-giving gifts of Jesus, including the forgiveness of sins and the strengthening of your faith. Yes, through his word and the Lord's Supper, you remain connected to the life-giving vine, Jesus. Jesus makes us his followers through his words, and we in turn reveal that we are his followers through our fruit, our attitudes, our words, and our actions. Knowing Jesus and living in him affects how we talk about others, where we go, what we do with our time. We live, you see, with purpose and hope. People notice that we're a little different. We're a little different than others, and they may wonder why. And we can say we're different because Jesus is our Savior and God is our loving Father. That's the fruit bearing that glorifies God. My fellow branches, as we are connected to him through faith, he promises that we will be fruitful. God grant this for Jesus' sake. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus until life everlasting. Amen.